Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's showtime, folks!
This is the American Variety Network on Blog Talk Radio with Alex Cardinale. Live from Springfield, Massachusetts.
This episode of the American Variety Network is brought to you by Carib Sea. Check us out at www.caribsea.com.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can...
Hello, saltwater fish lovers! Welcome to Saltwater Tropical Fish Chat, here on Aquarium Talk the Podcast, on American Variety Network, sponsored by Carib Sea, the world's leader in the finest live sand and life rock, an alternate to live rock without the unwanted pest. I'm your host, Aqua Alex Cardinelli. Tonight, I'm going to talk about a very nice, bold-looking saltwater fish that is loved by many saltwater fish keepers. Now, this fish is generally reef-safe if given a good diet. It also will do just fine in a fish-only aquarium. Fish-onlys are my favorite kind of saltwater aquarium. The fish I am talking about tonight is one of my favorite fish, the foxface rabbit fish. There are many different kinds of foxfaces out there, and most of them, if not all of them, are gorgeous. There is the regular foxface roe, which is a nice, bold, yellow and black body with a black and white face. There is the one-spot foxface, which is my favorite of them all, which has the same yellow body and black and white face, but the only difference between a one-spot fox face and a regular fox face is the one spot has a dark black spot on the body that varies from different fish. Some spots will be bigger, while some will be smaller on the individual one-spot fox face. There is also the magnificent fox face, which is a silver fox face with some nice red coloration on the fins and some hints of yellow. And then there is the bicolor fox face, which is a half yellow and half black fox face, which is my second favorite. But I have yet to see one up here in western Massachusetts where I live. So in my neck of the woods, bicolor fox faces are kind of rare. Some people may consider the scribbled rabbit fish a fox face, but I don't. Now, if you are considering getting a fox face rabbit fish, I will be providing you with some information that you will need to know. Now, here are some topics for today's show on the fox face rabbit fish. I'm going to provide you with some did-you-know facts on the foxface rabbit fish. I'm going to talk about keeping and caring for the foxface in a home aquarium. I'm going to talk about the many different kinds of foxfaces. I'll tell you some tank mates for foxfaces, and I'll answer the very controversial question, can two foxfaces be kept together in the same aquarium? and I'll have some more awesome information. So, are you ready to learn about fox face rabbit fish? Are you going to be getting a fox face rabbit fish like me? Great! This show starts right after its introduction, which is being sponsored by American Variety Network and CareofC. Don't go anywhere, saltwater fish lovers. The show on fox faces starts next.
You are tuned in live to the American Variety Network, here, live on Blog Talk Radio. With a name like American Variety, you can expect a wide variety of topics. Now, let's get live here on the AV Network.
Hi, Jeremy Stillhorn. I'm tuned in to the American Variety Network, where I find the show is very educational and entertaining.
Hey, calling all fish keepers. It's time to chat aquariums right here, right now on American Variety Network. Fish keeper Alex Cardinale, his fish keeping hosts, and his fish keeping guests will chat about anything and everything aquarium fish. Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Aquarium Talk the Podcast, which is our tropical fish keeping podcast where we will discuss anything from freshwater catfish to freshwater oddballs to the awesome saltwater clownfish, tens, and even corals and live rock. So fish keepers, sit back, relax, and unwind. Aquarium Talk the Podcast is now on the air.
Saltwater aquarium fish? Would you like to learn about fish like clownfish, gobies, tangs, and more? Well, you're tuned into the right saltwater aquarium show. This is the Saltwater Species Profile Series, live on Aquarium Talk the Podcast. Aqua Alex will talk about some of his most favorite saltwater species and educate you on these fantastic saltwater species. So, Saltwater Species Profile is now live on Aquarium Talk the Podcast on American Variety Network.
All right, so let's learn about the fox face rabbit fish. I am now going to start talking about fox faces. Now, I'm going to start off today's show by talking about why I like fox face rabbit fish. The first reason I like fox face rabbit fish is because they are an extremely hardy fish. They are really easy to keep, and they don't require any extra needs or requirements like some of the more sensitive saltwater fish out there. As long as you have the perfect water conditions, your fox face will thrive and be a very beautiful fish. Now, the next thing I like about Fox Faces is that they are pretty relatively cheap for a saltwater fish. You can get a regular Fox Face Low for anywhere from $20 to $50, depending on size. Probably $20 for a juvenile and $50 for an adult. The one-spot Fox Faces are generally $40 to about $80, once again, depending on size. However, the Magnificent and the Bicolor Fox Faces are a little more expensive, but their color makes up for it. Now, Fox Faces are great algae eaters. There is somebody on my New England Saltwater Aquarist group, someone that I know really well, and he's got a very large 7-inch Fox Face Low that eats all of the algae in his aquarium. We were talking just moments before the show, and he was telling me that he loves Fox Faces, and he really recommended to me that I get one, and I am, because I always wanted a Fox Face, but he was telling me that Fox Faces are great algae eaters, but they also will accept other foods too, unlike certain tangs out there. Tangs like the Naso tang will only eat algae, and they cannot be happy in an aquarium like that. But a Fox Face will eat Maiasis shrimp, brine shrimp, and all of that great food. Now, the next thing I like about a Fox Face is that they grow to a good size. They're not too small, like a nano fish, but they're also not too big, like a tang. They're not going to grow to 3 feet like a Naso tang or outgrow an aquarium. They grow to a steady 8 to 9 inches and can live in a proper-sized aquarium. Now, Fox Faces are generally fairly common, with the exception of the bicolor Fox Face. I have seen regular Fox Faces, I have seen one-spot Fox Faces, and I have seen Magnificent Fox Faces, fairly common in my fish store. I have not yet seen a bicolor Fox Face, as I said earlier, but I'm pretty sure I will. Now, the last things that I like about Fox Faces is that they have some awesome colors. I love the yellow and black on the one spot and regular Fox Face. I love the silver, red, and yellow on the Magnificent Fox Face. And I love the half yellow and half black on the bicolor Fox Face. So that is what I like about Fox Faces. Now, let's get into some good information about Fox Face rabbit fish. I'm going to share some did you know facts about the Fox Face rabbit fish. Now, the Fox Face rabbit fish is an extremely popular species of saltwater fish belonging to the rabbit fish family. They are characterized by their bright yellow colored bodies and black, brown, and white striped heads. When stressed or feeling preyed upon, the Fox Face has the ability to change to a mottled brown color. The Fox Face's anal, dorsal, and pectoral fins are lined with venomous spikes, and this fish should always be handled with care. Now, supposedly, the rabbit name was given to these fishes for being docile grazers with dark eyes and a small mouth, with the Fox Face rabbits having stripes on their faces and relatively long snouts. Now, did you know if cornered, panicked, or handled improperly with your hands, they can give you a painful reminder that they're venomous? But fortunately, it won't kill you unless maybe you happen to have some unusual allergic response to the venom or get a mortal infection of the wound. Yes, Fox Faces are venomous and will sting if needed to. Be careful when dealing with them. Now, Fox Faces are all primarily algae grazers. However, many will also eat some meaty food items. as some will include tuna cates, sponges, and corals in their diets. Yes, corals. Fox-faced rabbit fishes are tough when it comes to dealing with disease and less than perfect water quality, being as hardy as any other fishes we keep in our aquariums. However, it's important to feed them well and give them the right foods. All of these are primarily algae grazers in the wild, with juveniles tending to eat smaller types of algae and adults feeding on larger and tougher seaweed and such. However, many will also feed on a variety of invertebrates, including sponges, tunicates, and corals, especially if they're hungry and there's no suitable algae to be found. When it comes to eating corals, seeds can be hit or miss, though. While looking online, I found numerous stories of a rabbit fish being fine in a reef aquarium for some time, even for more than 2 years, and then starting to eat both soft and stony corals. When it comes to marine fish that earn their keep from the standpoint of visual interest, general ruggedness, and utility in the aquarium, few species can compete with the fox-faced rabbit fish. If provided adequate housing and an appropriate diet, this species is even well suited to beginner's tanks. What's more, fox faces give any tang a run for its money when it comes to cleaning up irksome algae. Now, this is really important, which is why I am continuing to repeat this on the Did You Know facts on the fox face. I may sound like a broken record, but it's really important. At nighttime, or when stressed, the fox face will have a brown camo color, so it's fairly normal during nighttime. However, it should not be happening during the day. If it is happening constantly, there is something your fox face is stressed over. Now, it could be water parameters, or it could be something bullying him. Make sure you find out what is stressing out your fox face, because you don't want your fox face to be stressed. Now, let's talk about the different kinds of fox faces out there. The first kind of fox face is your regular fox face low. Cigonis vulpinus. This species is commonly called the fox-faced rabbit fish and is the most commonly offered species of the group. It can reach a maximum length of almost 10 inches, but it is more commonly less than 8 inches. It also has a broad distribution, being found in the Philippines, Indonesia, New Guyana, the Great Barrier Reef, Ventua, New Caledonia, the Carolina Islands, the Marshall Islands, Tagaya, and Kiribati. Juveniles live in large schools around reefs, but adults live in isolated pairs or sometimes singly. One spot fox face, Cigonis unimaculatus. This species is called the one spot fox face or blotched fox face. And it looks identical to fox face lull, with the exception of having a single black splotch on either side of its body below the dorsal fin. It can also grow to a maximum length of about 8 inches and is found around the Philippines, Western Australia, and the Ryukyu Islands. And again, juveniles live in large schools, but adults live in isolated pairs. Bicolor fox face, Cygnus uspi. This smaller species is commonly known as the bicolored fox face or uspi rabbit fish and reaches a maximum length of about 9.5 inches. Unlike many of the other species, it also has a rather small geographic range, being endemic to Fuji, with a few being reported around New Caledonia. Regardless, the juveniles do live in schools, with adults living in isolated pairs in deep pools inside reef crests and around drop-offs at reef edges. Magnificent fox face, Siganus magnificus. This species is typically called the magnificent rabbit fish or the silver fox face, and can reach a maximum length of about 9.5 inches. It can be found in the eastern Indian Ocean from Thailand, including the Smilian Islands, to Java, Indonesia. Unlike most of its close cousins, the juveniles tend to live singly amongst the branches of corals, while adults form solitary pairs and may sometimes be found singly. The masked rabbit fish, Siganus pullus. This species is called the masked rabbit fish, decorated rabbit fish, and masked spinefoot. It is quite large, with a maximum length of 15 inches. Most commonly, they're closer to 10 inches, though. It's found in the Indian Ocean around the Cuckoo's Keeling Islands and Western Australia, and in the Western Pacific from the South China Sea to the Gilbert Islands, north to the Ryukyu Islands, south to the Southern Great Barrier Reef, and New Caledonia and Tonga. Juveniles form large schools. Adults form isolated pairs and move to deeper waters, typically along drop-offs at reef edges. So those are some of the different kinds of fox faces that you're most likely to encounter at your local fish store. Now, I'm going to talk about caring for the fox face, and I'm talking about caring for each individual species of fox face. So the information that I'm giving out right now can be applied to any of the fox face species. Full-grown size. Fox faces can grow anywhere up to 10 inches, but 8 to 9 inches is reportedly to be the most common full-grown size for fox faces. King size for fox face. I would say definitely nothing less than a 75-gallon aquarium. I would not recommend these fish for a 55-gallon aquarium or anything under that. Fox faces are an active fish. They eat a lot and get pretty big. The bigger the tank size, the better. So you need a 75-gallon tank or bigger. I personally would recommend a 120-gallon aquarium and up. Of course, you could grow a fox face out in a 29 to 55-gallon aquarium, but long-term, you would need a 120 or bigger. Water parameters for the fox face. pH should be 8.0 and up. The salinity should be anywhere from 1.018 to 1.026, depending on if your tank is a fish only or a reef tank. The salinity, like I said, should be 1.08. To 1.026. Now, let's talk about the ease of care for fox faces. Fox faces are an extremely hardy fish. All you would need is an established large tank, plenty of hiding spots, and good quality herbivore food for a fox face to thrive. Just keep an eye on your parameters, and you should be good. Fox faces are pretty disease-resistant. However, like I learned, my first fox face got velvet from the other fish and died. So always keep an eye on your water parameters and do as much water changes as you can and keep these stress levels to a minimum. If you do that, phallic facies are really easy to keep. Now, when I say fox faces are for beginners, yes, fox faces can be kept by beginners if the beginner has a large aquarium, keeps the water quality good, and knows how to feed fox faces good quality herbivore food and a good diet. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take our quick commercial break here on Aquarium Talks, the podcast. And so we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to continue talking about the fox face. Now, during this commercial break, we're going to hear a song followed by our commercials and our intermission.
Coming up next.
A discussion on feeding the fox face, take mates for the fox face, keeping more than one fox face, and more.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're gonna have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam, like Tommy just bursting the door. We started whooping her ass worse than before. They first were divorced, throwing her over furniture. It's the return of the... Oh, wait, no, wait, you're kidding. He didn't just say what I think he did he? And Dr. Dre said, nothing, you idiots. Dr. Dre's dead, he's locked in my basement. Feminist women love Eminem.
Chicka, 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 Slim Shady, I'm sick of him. Look at him, walking around, grabbing his you-know-what, flipping the you-know-who. Yeah, but he's so cute, though.
Yeah, I probably got a couple of screws up in my head loose, but no worse than what's going on in your parents' bedroom. Sometimes I want to get on TV and just let loose, but can't. But it's cool for Tom Green to hump a dead moose. My bum is on your lips, my bum is on your lips. And if I'm lucky, you might just give it a little kiss. And that's the message that we deliver to little kids, and expect them not to know what a woman's clitoris is. Of course they're gonna know what intercourse is by the time they hit fourth grade. They got the Discovery Channel, don't they? We ain't nothing but mammals. Well, some of us cannibals who cut other people open like cantaloupes. But if we can hump dead animals and antelopes, then there's no reason that a man and another man can't elope. But if you feel like I feel, I got the antidote. Women, wave your pantyhose, sing the chorus, and it goes.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up.
Don't got a cuss in his rap to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too. You think I give a damn about a Grammy? Half of you critics can't even stomach me, let alone stand me.
But Slim, what if you win? Wouldn't it be weird?
Why? You guys can just lie to get me here, so you can sit me here next to Britney Spears? Excuse me, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs, so I can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear him argue over who she gave head to first. Little bitch put me on blast on MTV.
Yeah, he's cute, but I think he's married to Kim.
I said download her audio on MP3 and show the whole world how you gave him an MBD. I'm sick of you little girl and boy groups, all you do is annoy me, so I have been sitting here to destroy you. And there's a million of us just like me, who cuss like me, who just don't give a fuck like me, who dress like me, walk, talk, and act like me, and just might be the next best thing, but not quite me.
I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up. Cause I'm Slim Shady, yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up. Please stand up.
I'm like a head trip to listen to, cause I'm only giving you things you joke about with your friends inside your living room. The only difference is I got the balls to say it in front of y'all, and I don't gotta be false or sugarcoated at all. I just get on a mic and spit it, and whether you like to admit it, I just shit it better than 90% of you rappers out can. Then you wonder how can kids eat up these albums like volumes. It's funny, cause at the rate I'm going when I'm 30, I'll be the only person in a nursing home flirting. Spin to nurses' asses when I'm jacking off a Jergens and I'm jerking, but this whole bag of Viagra isn't working. And every single person is a Slim Shady lurking. He could be working at Burger King, spitting on your onion rings, or in the parking lot circling, screaming, I don't give a fuck, with his windows down and his system up. So will the real Shady please stand up and put one of those fingers on each hand up and be proud to be out of your mind and out of control, and one more time, loud as you can. How does it go?
I'm Slim Shady, yes,
Carib Sea is the proud sponsor of the American Variety Network. Carib Sea provides tropical fish keepers with quality products such as live sand for saltwater aquariums, which will help cycle your aquarium. Life Rock, the best and safest alternative to live rock without the unwanted pests. The best line of aquarium chemicals for both fresh and saltwater. Next time you need quality products for your tank, give Carib Sea a try. Check us out at caribsea.com.
School of Fish, Inc., Western Massachusetts' finest tropical fish store, providing Western Mass fish keepers with quality livestock, from freshwater fish to saltwater fish, corals, live rock, and live plants, to quality products such as Instant Ocean, Aqueon, Marine Land, and Aqua Forest, the best salt mix on the market for saltwater fish keepers. Western Mass fish keepers, stop by and see for yourself why School of Fish Inc. is such a rage in the fish hobby in Western Massachusetts. Check them out at 1865 Page Boulevard in Indian Orchard, Massachusetts, or give them a call at 413-543-1994. www.schooloffishinc.com and School of Fish Inc. on Facebook.
Are you a saltwater aquarist living in New England? Would you like to share pictures of your fish, corals, or reefs with other saltwater hobbyists in New England? Do you want to meet other saltwater hobbyist in New England? Now you can. Alice Cardinelli, Jason Landon, and Keith Norman present to you New England Saltwater Aquarist, a true saltwater aquarist group on Facebook that features raffles, knowledgeable members, and plenty of saltwater chat. So the next time you're on Facebook and you have a saltwater tank, head on over to the group New England Saltwater Aquarist. Saltwater fish keepers, are you looking to purchase a new saltwater fish, a new coral, or some new saltwater inverts? Would you like to receive a 15% discount? Well, now you can. Aqua Alex, American Variety Network, and Blue Zoo Aquatics are now offering you 15% off your order with Blue Zoo Aquatics by simply using the code AVN Coupon, all capital letters. So the next time you order from Blue Zoo Aquatics, enter the coupon code AVN Coupon, all in capital letters. This promotion lasts from now until the end of March. So make sure you save 15% off your next order with Blue Zoo Aquatics. Tuesday, March 1st, 2016, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on Aquarium Talk, the podcast, here on American Variety Network. Aqua Alex will interview the owner and founder of Blue Zoo Aquatics, an online saltwater fish store that imports saltwater fish, corals, and inverts from all around the world. Blue Zoo Aquatics owner Mark Martin will be here live on March 1st to tell us all about his business, Blue Zoo Aquatics. Don't miss this fun interview on March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on American Variety Network. BlogTalkRadio.com/American Network. Cardinelli here. I am proud to announce that I am going to be hosting my very own culinary school series called Cooking School with Chef Alex. Cooking School with Chef Alex will teach you everything you would learn at culinary school, but for free. Mark your calendars. Cooking School with Chef Alex debuts Thursday, March 10th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on American Variety Network. Our first topic is going to be food safety. What is the temperature danger zone? What is cross-contamination? How can we keep food safe? All of these questions will be answered on March 10th. So see you then. BlogTalkRadio.com/American Network.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, fish maniacs. Would you like to learn about saltwater aquarium fish? Would you like to learn about fish like clownfish, gobies, tangs, and more? Well, you're tuned into the right saltwater aquarium show. This is the Saltwater Species Profile Series, live on Aquarium Talk, the podcast. Aqua Alex will talk about some of his most favorite saltwater species and educate you on these fantastic saltwater species. So, Saltwater Species Profile is now live on Aquarium Talk, the podcast on American Variety Network. Welcome back to Saltwater Tropical Fish Chat here on Aquarium Talk, the podcast with Aqua Alex. Tonight, I am talking about the fox face rabbit fish. And before our commercial break, I gave you some good information on the fox face, including the many different kinds of fox face and a little bit of information on the fox face. And we talked about the ease of care of fox face, and I answered the question if fox faces are for beginners. And now, we're going to get back into talking about the care of the fox face rabbit fish. So, let's talk about feeding the fox face rabbit fish. Now, fox faces are omnivores and will happily accept small, meaty food items, such as Mayasa shrimp. Now, its captive diet should consist primarily of green matter with occasional meaty offerings. Good options include nori, other kinds of dried marine algae sheets, commercial frozen herbivore formulations, and spirulina flakes or pellets. Occasionally soaking dried foods in a quality vitamin supplements before feeding will help to fill in any additional nutritional gaps. Of course, many forms of live algae growing in the tank will also be eaten with gusto as well. So what I did feed my first fox face, which he ate, he loved it actually, was Hikari frozen bloodworms, Hikari frozen brine shrimp, Hikari spirulina brine shrimp, nori, and garlic flakes. Now, the garlic flakes actually help your fish battle ick. It builds immunity in the fish so that they get a resistance to ick. So I would recommend feeding any marine fish omega-1 garlic flakes. Now, fox face rabbit fish
are an extremely timid species of fish, and they prefer aquariums with large swimming space and plenty of hiding places. So you should have a lot of corals or rocks to hide amongst. Their peaceful temperament also makes them an excellent addition to most community aquariums. Even more aggressive species of fish often leave the fox face alone because of its poisonous spines. Now, take mates for the fox face can include any of the clownfish species. You can do any of the Ophelaris clowns, any of the Precula clowns, any of the maroon clowns, any of the tomato clowns. So virtually any kind of clownfish will do fine with the fox face. You can also do any of the puffer species, whether it's a dog face puffer or a blue spot puffer or any of the saltwater dwarf puffers. They'll do fine with a fox face. Tritters will do pretty well with fox faces. I would go with the more reef-safe, peaceful triggers like the blue jaw trigger, the bursa trigger, the Niger trigger, the pink tail trigger. You want to avoid the more aggressive triggers like the clown trigger, the humu-humu picasa trigger, and the undilated trigger fish. Although the undilated trigger is very nice, if I must say myself. Antheuses do very well with fox faces. You can do any of the goby species, whether it's a watchman goby, a diamond sand siphon goby. All goby species do well. Butterfly fish will do fine. Any of the dartfish, firefish, will do good. Eels will do okay with fox faces. Tangs are kind of iffy. If a tang is already established in your home aquarium, they're going to go after your fox face when you introduce them, but it should settle down after a while. But if the fox face is new, I mean, if the tang is new to the aquarium, the fox face will go after the tang, but it will work out. Tangs generally do fine with fox face. You can do a blue hippo tang, a yellow tang, a mimic tang. Any sort of tang will do fine. Generally, it's mostly the yellow tangs that will fight with the fox face. If the yellow tang is the dominant fish, it will attack the fox face upon introduction. Or if the fox face is the already established dominant fish, he'll attack the new tang. But like I said, it'll work out. Lionfish are great tank mates, and inverts, any inverts, is a great tank mate for a fox face. Basically, a fox face can live with just about anything in salt water. So that leads me to the tough question that I know a lot of you are going to ask me. Can you keep more than one fox face together? Well, depending on who you ask, you're going to get an answer of a yes or an answer of a no. I personally asked this question to some people who had a lot of experience in the saltwater hobby, and I got varied answers. So I took the varied answers and put my answer into one conclusion. It can be done, but only if you add them together at the same time, like you would tangs. Because if you already have an established one, they're going to fight to death. So if you want to have more than one fox face together in the same aquarium, you have to add them both at the same time. So in other words, you have to buy them both at the same time. It is not recommended that you have more than one because they may fight, because as they mature, they like to be a single person or a single fish. But if you have the need to want to have multiple fox faces together, you need a large tank, 120 gallons and up. All right. So that is all of my information on the fox face rabbit fish. I hope that I educated all of you saltwater fish keepers on the fox face rabbit fish. They are really a beautiful fish. They are very nice, and I think you're going to enjoy having a fox face rabbit fish. She's got a large tank and you don't already have a fox-faced rabbit fish, then you need to go out and get one. You're going to love them. Now, I had a one-spot fox-faced rabbit fish who was doing incredibly well. Like I said, my 120 got a velvet outbreak and killed nearly everything except for a snowflake eel and a bursa trigger. So I was really sad that my fox face died. But you know what? I'm going to restart my 120 and get another fox face. I'm going to quarantine the fox face in my 29-gallon tank this week. I'm actually getting a fox face this week from Blue Zoo Aquatics. Hopefully I can find a one-spot fox face, but if not, I'll settle for a regular fox face. All right, so before I go ahead and end today's show, I've got an announcement that I would like to make. Now, the first announcement is, I know a lot of us saltwater fish keepers and reefers love to get new saltwater fish, new corals, and new saltwater inverts. But if you live in a small town or a local fish store doesn't have the best, healthiest saltwater fish, or is not carrying a saltwater fish, coral, or invert you want, sometimes you have to look somewhere else to buy that particular live item. Well, that one place you can look is Blue Zoo Aquatics. Ladies and gentlemen, for the very first time, American Variety Network is partnering with Blue Zoo Aquatics. You can take 15% off of your total order by using the coupon AVN Coupon, all in capital letters, AVN Coupon. So, go order some new fish, corals, and live rock from Blue Zoo Aquatics, and you will save 15% off any livestock. You'll save 15% off your entire order. So, I'm going to do a little bit of math here for you. Let's say your total is $258.37, for example. We're going to do that minus 15%, and it brings it down to $219.61. So I, Aqua Alex, and the American Variety Network and Blue Zoo Aquatics will save you roughly $38. So if you want to save big on your next Blue Zoo Aquatics order, please use the coupon AVN Coupon. All right? Now, speaking of Blue Zoo Aquatics, tomorrow, Tuesday, March 1st, at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, I will be interviewing the owner and founder of Blue Zoo Aquatics, Mark Martin. Now, Mark will tell us why he created Blue Zoo Aquatics. He'll tell us about all the livestock he offers. He will tell us what he does to your fish, invert, or coral when you order them and get them ready for shipping, and all of that great information. I'm really excited for this interview. This is my first major guest on Aquarium Talk, the podcast. So I'm ready for that. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern, fish keepers, tune in to that great show. Also, any listeners from the New England region, please check out my new group that Jason Landon and Keith Norman and myself have created, New England Saltwater Aquarist, where we'll chat saltwater fish and have a raffle. We currently have a raffle going right now where all you got to do is post your best picture of your favorite saltwater fish and you will win a bottle of Carib Sea Coral Up. All right, guys, enjoy your foxfish, rabbit fish, and enjoy the saltwater aquarium hobby. Thank you so much for tuning into this great episode of Saltwater Tropical Fish Chat here on Aquarium Talk the Podcast. Aqua Alex saying thank you for your listening. Share this show with your friends, and have a great night. Good night, everyone.
Tuesday, March 1st, 2016, at 8 p.m. 7 p.m. Central,
p.m. Mountain and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on Aquarium Talk, the podcast, here on American Variety Network. Aqua Alex will interview the owner and founder of Blue Zoo Aquatics, an online saltwater fish store that imports saltwater fish, corals, and inverts from all around the world. Blue Zoo Aquatics owner Mark Martin will be here live on March 1st to tell us all about his business, Blue Zoo Aquatics. Don't miss this fun interview on March 1st at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on American Variety Network. blogtalkradio.com/American Network. Chef Alex Cardinelli here. I am proud to announce that I am going to be hosting my very own culinary school series called Cooking School with Chef Alex. Cooking School with Chef Alex will teach you everything you would learn at culinary school, but for free. Mark your calendars. Cooking School with Chef Alex debuts Thursday, March 10th, 2016 at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific, live on American Variety Network. Our first topic is going to be food safety. What is the temperature danger zone? What is cross-contamination? How can we keep food safe? All of these questions will be answered on March 10th. So see you then. blogtalkradio.com/American Network.
You're listening to the American Variety Network.
Your only place for variety on Blog Talk Radio.
Donovan here. Friend of Alex Cardinelli, I personally want to thank you for supporting Alex Cardinelli by listening to his episode of American Variety Network. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please check out his Facebook page, American Variety Network, and hit like. And check out our awesome fish group called Freshwater Maniacs. For all the fish keepers listening, check out my YouTube channel, Here for the Fin, for some awesome info on my fish. Thanks for listening, and Alex Cardinale will see you again for the next episode of American Variety Network. Rock on, folks!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.